Random House Audio presents Radio Shangri-La, What I Learned in Bhutan, the Happiest Kingdom on Earth. This is the author, Lisa Napoli. For Kinga Norbu and all the children, may they find a happy path in a peaceful world. For my friends, may they feel as much love and support as they've given. For my parents, who taught me that family doesn't have to be biological. Grant your blessing so the confusion on the path may be eliminated. Grant your blessing so the confusion may dawn as wisdom. Please bless me so that I may liberate myself by attaining realization. Bless me so that I may liberate others by the strength of compassion. May all connections I develop be meaningful. His Holiness the 12th Galwang Drukpa, the preliminary practice of Guru Yoga. We are the station that makes you smile. We can help you walk a mile, and even when you stop and think, we can make you dance and sing. Always do your thing on Kuzu FM. Always do your thing on Kuzu FM. Kuzu FM promotional jingle. Preface: Three Good Things. The approach to the most sacred monastery in the Kingdom of Bhutan is steep and winding, and especially as you near the top, treacherous. You are sure, with one false step, you'll plummet off the edge. Had I been here during certain times over the last few years, I might have hoped I would. It is a cold winter Saturday, dark and overcast. Misty gray clouds, pregnant with snow, hug the mountains. My companions are several of the 20-somethings who staff the new radio station in Bhutan's capital city, where I've come to volunteer. Kuzu FM 90, the voice of the youth. Pema is wearing jeans and a sweatshirt and flat white dress shoes, the kind you might put on with a demure frock for a tea party.